Call the March 11th meeting of the Citizens Police Review Board to order. And we will begin as usual with introductions. I never can decide which end to start at.
We started this way last time.
Oh, I thought you went that way.
Okay, so we're going to start with Stephanie this time. All right.
Stephanie Brown, Special Projects Manager, City Manager's Office.
Payne Oliver, City Management Fellow.
Earl Kraus, City Law Department.
Stephanie Coleman, Board Member.
Denise Blazek, Board Member.
Steve Jeffrey, Vice Chair.
Doug Hunt, Board Chair.
Charles Zug, Board Member.
Lynn Bergen, Board Member.
Harry Castello, Board Member.
Rick Harrell, Assistant Chief, Columbia Police Department.
All right, now we've got our introductions done. Pardon me, a little frog in my throat. Does anybody have any additions or corrections on the agenda? I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda then.
So moved, Jeffrey.
Coleman, second.
Moved and second to approve the agenda. All those in favor say aye.
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 So that's approved. We'll move on to the approval of the minutes, which I think everybody would have an opportunity to review by now. I saw no complications or difficulties with it myself. Anybody else note anything? I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the February 11th meeting then.
I'll approve, Jeffrey.
And I'll second, Hunt. Okay. All those in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
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 Annual report update, and that might be, Stephanie, you want to talk about what we're looking at here?
Sure, yes. So as mentioned in the last meeting, we did present the board's annual report to the council at the beginning of February with a note that we'd include the demographic information of the complaints that's required in the board duties to be in the annual report, that we would include that once it became available. Assistant Chief Harrell did provide that information that we've shared with you all, and we can, at the board's approval, submit this as a supplement to council.
So it might be, because some people will be looking at this for the first time and will have an opinion to express, this would be a good opportunity to see what we're seeing on here, and then we'll entertain a motion to include it in our annual report. I'm actually going to do one of those things that I do periodically, or I'm going to go silent for a while. There's something that stands out to me on this report, and I'm curious about whether other people are seeing things too. As an elderly white male, I was struck by how few male white complaints there are. And so we have more female complaints than we have male complaints in general, and a lot more complaints from black folks than from white folks. Now, I don't know what to make of that, but we need to look at what statistics sort of suggest, and it does, to me, suggest some tension, let's put it that way. We might not know how to interpret, but it's a sort of a leaping out thing for me.
I have a question. Do we have historic data for all of this as well, so we could look at trends maybe for past 5-10 years?
Yes, there should be the information available. We did have it posted online up to a certain year, but that information, I would think, has been submitted each year prior to this year.
So we could just look at
history. We can check on that. I can provide that information.
So you're thinking that, the annual reports are posted, as I recall. So
yes.
You think they're buried in, they can be found in the annual reports? Or?
Yes.
Would you like to, would you be interested in seeing some sort of aggregated report on that so we can make sense of it, or just?
If that wouldn't be too much. I like trends.
Okay.
Because just data points don't really do a whole lot without seeing patterns and trends. We could say this looks horrible and then look at 5 years past and this looks great compared to that.
Yeah,
or it could be the opposite.
Are you looking at the past 5 years or 10 years?
I'd say 5 years wouldn't be a bad snapshot.
5 years I would think would be good, yeah. That's an excellent idea, yeah.
The total number of calls was really high, and then there was only a small amount of complaints. But I don't know if that's percentage-wise, well, like 56 compared to 129,000 is.
I think some people get discouraged by having to write it all out and, you know, the process, and so they're just like, forget it.
Well,
thinking that they were doing a good job and nobody was complaining.
Self is cathartic, just to call and complain and just go, okay, you know, I could see that.
Yeah. The other thing to watch, though, so as not to misinterpret, this is complainants, not complaints. And there are multiple complaints from some complainants. And so this is a much smaller number than the number of total complaints that came in last year, I think, for that reason.
One complaint could have multiple complaints.
Right. Yeah. I think that's one of the things. Does that sound right to you, Rick, that it's...
There's 56 individuals that complained. Some of those individuals, there might have been a complaint, and three individuals complained about one event. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah.
There's 20 people that complained that withdrew after talking to the investigator.
Right.
So there was a higher number of total complaints, 70 complaints total, but 20 people withdrew those complaints.
Right. Okay.
Talking about complainants, though, right? Not
the chart is of complainants, but it turns out that the discrepancy isn't as large as I was imagining because of the withdrawn complaints.
Right. There's only 50 actual formal dispositions.
Right.
And 56 complainants. Does that make sense?
Right. Mm-hmm. Helpful. Right. Okay. Okay. Any other observations or questions about this? We want to make sure we're understanding what we're putting out there, obviously. So. If people feel that or understand what we've got in front of us, I'd entertain a motion to include it in the annual report, as Stephanie suggested. One?
I'll make a motion to include it.
I second it.
Moved and seconded to include this item in the annual report it's really an update to the annual report, I think that's technically. As an annual report update. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? New business. This is where we actually have a little bit of talking to do and thinking together. I handed out, and I think everybody except me in the room has a copy of it now, a thought, and it's no more than a thought, about how we might begin to deal with our reviews. And I mentioned this, I think, perhaps in a sort of broadcast note or something that went out, that we can't review the most recent things from 2025 because they're still in that window where there might be action taken in investigation. So what I did was just to go through, I started with our dashboard and went through with the beginning of the year, right, and move forward through the first quarter of the year, so the first 3 months of the year, to see what was there. And then because as has happened in past years, we've tried to choose for review complaints that seemed representative of the most common classes of complaints. And so from that relatively small number, as Richard's pointing out, we don't have a tremendous number of complaints. From that relatively small number, I pulled out complaints that had to do with the most commonly complained things. I could look at the old spreadsheet I did this on and try to remember, but like discourtesy, for instance, I remember was one of them. Mm-hmm. And one was, I think, detention. And then as a third item, I thought about where are there particular officers who are complained about more often than others. So I sort of aggregated that to make a list of things that seemed to represent the most common complaints from the first quarter. I also did it, by the way, for the second quarter, and it shifts a little bit. So, you know, it'll be kind of interesting, perhaps, if we take up these a little bit at a time to see whether there's a different pattern at different times.
You'll also see a difference because we're going from winter into spring into more, you know, they're going to be having more outings and
mm-hmm. You're right.
More represented.
You're right, exactly. Yeah, that's true. Okay, so now you've got in front of you a sheet of paper, this is what I meant about just a thought. At first, I had thought, but you know, it's always a trade-off. And in the past, sometimes we've done something like we divided up into three groups of three, and taken a group of complaints. That's got some advantages. It does mean you've got to arrange a time to meet by Zoom or do something if you're really going to have a discussion. And it has the effect, because it's more time eating, of perhaps decreasing the number that we can look at. So when my initial thinking, I think, went overboard in the other direction and said, why don't we just all do a complaint from the first quarter? But then I thought, well, it's really useful sometimes to be able to bounce an idea off somebody else, or if you've got something, you know. So what I'm thinking about here, and this is just a thinking stage, so anybody who wants to suggest that this isn't the best approach, I would be glad to do it. I just listed this more or less in order. You'll notice that on your little chart, there were 9 complaints. I originally pulled out 9 because I think 9 members of the board, but of course, we now are down to 8 for a little while, so we're just taking the first 8. And I just sort of listed people in order on the board. We could, for instance, where there's a column that says primary CPD. That's just the name of the person who would be take the weight. You know, I'll probably come into the meeting, and I'll be the one who leads the talk about that. It might also be that the person who's primary, you know, those of you who have done these complaints before know that a lot of the work goes into just making sure that the paperwork is handled correctly, right, that the dates match up and that the proper notices were sent out. It seems really unnecessary for 2 people to go through that mechanical process. So I'm sort of imagining the primary dealing with the things that we're talking about as sort of statistical data and not necessarily worrying the secondary person. But the secondary person can look at other aspects of the was my thought. Now, let's think about that. We have to think about everything, including sunshine law and everything. Is there a problem if we have 2 people working on a given review of their communicating with each other?
No, yeah. Problem. I mean, it's not a quorum.
So. I don't see what it would be, but it might be. So.
Well, right. If you have, of course, if you have 1 person doing it, they're not going to have any issue at all.
Right.
If you have 2 or more that the board is designating with this assignment to meet and talk about that business,
mm-hmm.
other than at the next closed session where you're going to talk about the complaint, right. You know, they would have their own meeting that is going to fall under the Sunshine Law requirements, which means we'd have to post, we'd have to have an agenda, we'd have to start off in open, move to go into closed. It would be a whole, all those requirements would apply.
It's going to finally be your call. I will point out we've done this every year with groups of 3 people meeting to go over. So apparently it had not been considered a Sunshine Law thing, but you're saying it is a Sunshine Law thing.
I'm saying it is a Sunshine Law issue, yeah. It applies to subgroups or workforces, task groups, whenever you have designated people. And the purpose behind that is you're doing business of the board,
mm-hmm.
and the public should be able to see that. Maybe they can't go to the closed part, but they can go to the open part, see the agenda, see what you're going to talk about in close, at least the topic and the exception,
mm-hmm.
And then go into close. So,
if for instance, to think about one of the things, I am working with Charles on one of these, if on the list. If Charles and I want to talk about this, we have to post it and have it here publicly so people can come and watch us talk about it?
That's right. And be staffed, which is another question that many – I run into this with a lot with boards pretty often. And, you know, there'll be a desire to have work groups to really take on a lot of different issues, and that can be a very effective way of doing things, but it does take resources to do that. And many boards aren't staffed for that. You have to have the room, you have to have the staff present, you have to do all of those things that you would normally do for, like, this meeting. And that's a real challenge for most boards.
Well, the
a slight variation of that.
Mm-hmm.
You could ask individuals or assign individuals to look at certain complaints. These are yours. Look at them closely. Be prepared when you get to the next meeting of the board to talk about those with the other people who have also looked at those and with those who haven't looked at those.
Well, let me ask.
That would not have any issues with Sunshine Law.
That might raise an interesting what I would describe as a compromise. What if, and again, we've got a list here that's called primary and a list that's called secondary. If the people who are listed as secondary said, I'll look at this ahead of time. I won't talk to anybody about it, but I'll look at it ahead of time. That would be okay?
Yes.
Does that sound okay, folks? So
I'm not understanding what you're saying.
I'm confused, though.
It's the getting together outside of this meeting is where issues arise. If you don't get together and talk outside of the meeting, you don't have a Sunshine Law issue.
So if we just each review the cases, both parties as listed, and then we come to the closed session, that would make the closed sessions longer because we would then, Stephen and I would be like, did you see anything weird? Did you see anything we need to report? Yes, no. If so, we'd bring it forward. And that would, we'd go through that with each group. And that's okay? That's yes. How we would have to do it.
Right.
So we could do it. It would just make the closed sessions longer.
Yeah, I think so. But, I mean, if we do that division of labor, I think one of the things that those of you who have never done this before will discover is that some reviews take a long time. We'll talk about that in a minute. And some take a very short time. So it might not be as time-consuming either in the closed session or not. You know, if we're looking at eight, some of them are going to be some of those relatively quick ones that are not going to be a problem. So what I'm imagining happening in the closed session is the primary will vouch for, I checked on all the paperwork stuff, the page one stuff on the review sheet, right? And this is what I'm finding, unless a secondary person sees something that I didn't see, we'll just assume that's fine. Let's talk about the other things, and here's what I see, and then I'll turn to the secondary person for confirmation. Does that seem okay to people?
I'm thinking since some of the new people have never done this before and don't understand the rules, why don't we just let both parties check all that? Because we're each only assigned two files. It's not that much to fully look at the dates and that. You know what I mean?
Well, that'd be okay, too.
Just in case, because we don't want anything to fall through the cracks.
Okay, that's fine. It suits me. Yeah, okay.
I have a, yeah. I'm still not, I'm very, yeah, just, I need direction. How is us meeting breaking sunshine when we talked about if we had less than a quorum, we could meet and discuss events of the board last month? I'm confused. I'm getting lost.
The discussion at the last meeting about getting together outside of this meeting?
Yes.
Well, I hope you remember I voiced some concerns with that.
You
pretty expressed concerns
with it.
That it would violate Sunshine Law.
Clear as mud.
Yeah. So then is it your expectation, Doug, that we would go through all eight of these at the next meeting, or
I think
three and three?
If we just think logistically, I mean, we begin to get appeals coming in, appeals are always time-consuming. And so they tend to knock a closed session entirely out of circulation. And as I say, what I've listed here are representative cases from the first quarter. We might very well end up eating up four closed sessions to do the reviews. So, yes, I'm imagining trying to get through all eight at one session, because at another session we're going to have to get through eight or nine if we have somebody added. So that would be my intention. Now, it might be, as we all know, an appeal takes priority.
I said that's a lot to go through.
It's
in
a
one
lot.
Setting.
Yeah. Could be very lengthy.
I mean, it could be.
Yeah.
It could be.
It could be a simple, quick summary. Didn't see anything.
No,
it's great.
Yeah, we might be talking about one or two.
Right. I think at the meetings it would have to be more of a, this is what we'd like to do, but let's see how far we get.
I think you have a good point. The other thing that I think we could quite possibly be doing in the closed session is setting aside ones that may require more thorough look at for the whole board. So to an imaginary scenario, we could imagine that six of the eight or seven of the eight people say, "Well, there's no question here. It's perfectly clear." And then ones that are likely to take more time, because there are more substantial foggy areas or things that need to be made clear, we might be able to put off. But it's going to be time consuming. I don't know. I don't know how to avoid it at this point. I will say something about time consuming. I'll say this now, but it's pertinent to what we'll be doing in closed session as well. The review that I will be sort of leading people through, I guess, during the closed session for the sake of our people who have not done this sort of thing before, I spent 5 hours on, okay? And I still have a couple of questions that I would like to spend a little more time on. So let's not underestimate the amount of time that goes into to doing these reviews. If it had been a simpler one, it might have been, you know, a couple of hours or something like that. But by the time you confirm all the dates and then you check to see whether the body-worn camera footage actually matches the count of the body-worn camera footage, and if you really do that, it's a very time-consuming process. So a lot of the time is outside the board meeting. That's one of the reasons I was trying to take some pressure off secondary people is, you know, if you're the primary person, we're going to feel that you've really looked at it hard and seen what's going on. Secondary person might be for judgment calls. So maybe if the primary person says, here's the, you know, you might see other things. These are the ones where judgments seem to be coming in, and try to, you know, discuss those. And maybe the answer is that there are none, right? Some of them we might dispose of very quickly. The other observations, are we going to try this in the, okay, on the present form? Okay, so again, if you're primary, you've got an obligation to spend as much time as you possibly can, or as much time as is needed. If you're secondary, do what you can, right, so that the primary isn't hanging out there as the only person whose judgment is being articulated in the meeting, right? So we've got at least two sets of eyes on things.
Still using that simplified audit form?
You should find, and in fact, we'll be looking at it in closed session anyhow, but attached to the agenda there was an even more simplified audit sheet. Yeah, right there. It's an attachment to the agenda.
I didn't grab it.
But I'll be because we're going to be going through a case in closed session, I'll be handing out that sheet again. So, yeah, it's not substantially different, Denise.
Yeah,
I took off a couple of questions that seemed superfluous. Is
okay.
The main thing.
I think on the agenda it's linked as optional worksheet for reviews. Is that right?
Optional worksheet for reviews.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, it very much is an optional worksheet. You might have a different approach, but we'll walk through one with the optional worksheet for reviews in closed session today, so people are at least seeing what's there.
Can't get to it.
All right.
That link, the links don't work.
Okay. Any other observations? Or I don't think we actually need a motion to say that's the way we're going to do it. We're just going to do our best. Right.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think staff would want a directive that these are the ones you want put out there on the evidence axon system for your access.
Okay.
Is that right?
That makes good sense. These are the ones that we want put on.
For next
meeting. These are the only ones, right?
We're only doing the first quarter of the year.
But it's every one of them.
Every one of the ones that are listed on that sheet that I just handed out, yes. Spreadsheet. Right.
That's what I wasn't sure of.
So yeah. To be clear, these numbers listed here will facilitate that being put up on the evidence system that you all can access for the next meeting.
Prior
to the next meeting.
Prior to the next meeting.
Okay.
Right, exactly. And I guess the other thing I would say about that, I'm thinking about our spreading out some responsibilities, but I'm assuming, Richard, when these are posted, they'll be posted so that any member of the board can look at any of these eight cases that we're looking at here. So if you just feel like you want to spend a little more time and be more prepared for the discussion, tell your family and friends that you won't be seeing them for a little while, and you'll be able to access all eight of the.
Quit playing.
I wanted to say one thing as well, on a positive note. Does anyone watch John Oliver? All right, on HBO. Well, every week he dwells into a pretty serious issue, and about 2 weeks ago his issue was about cameras worn by police. And he gave all the statistics about, you know, everyone's got them now and the common issues, having them be turned off or this and that. But one of the other things he mentioned is that there are just so many hundreds, millions of hours of those videotapes that nobody ever looks at. And so the only time they usually come to view is if there's a complaint or there's a lawsuit, and they're regularly not reviewed, which would be wonderful if they were, because then they could be used for training purposes, you know, before things got too out of hand. So what we have little duties here.
Yeah.
We have little influence here, but we're allowed to randomly audit these. And so that's something, guys, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So let's go ahead and do a good job.
Okay. I think we're – oh, well, actually, I think you were perhaps suggesting, Earl, that we should have a vote to ask – we're good, Rick. We're just assuming that they're going to go up. Okay, great. All right.
The board's asked staff to do that. We'll do that.
Okay. That's all right. Great. I don't think we'll be having a human rights report because we don't have a representative from Human Rights Commission available.
Right. I did,
so.
On that, I did notice that there were some new members appointed to the Human Rights Commission by the City Council, and I think they're taking up consideration of potentially one more at their next meeting. But that commission did not meet for their early March meeting, so they didn't have the opportunity to appoint someone to this board. So at the earliest, it'll be after their next meeting.
Oh, okay.
Well, for sure, that's always a given.
I mean, it's for them to decide and for them to do. So,
do they meet monthly?
I think so.
All right. Any general comments by the public? Anyone want to speak? Comments by members?
Jumped ahead.
Right, you got a general comment. Anybody else? And any general comments from the staff?
Yes, so beginning in June, the council chambers and conference rooms 1A, 1B will receive AV upgrades, so for the video audio-visual system. So they're asking for the meetings during that time, any meetings that are held in council chambers in 1A, 1B, either be rescheduled, canceled, or relocated. So I'm just suggesting, and of course it's up to the board, if there are no appeals, we may want to consider canceling for the month of July. Or if we do have an appeal for the sake of time and deadlines, we can relocate potentially to 1C for the open portion just so we can go into closed session in 2A because 2A is available. And so we can make that, or the board can make that decision closer to the time.
When we get closer to it, yeah.
If we have an appeal.
Okay, that makes good sense. Okay.
I'll also mention I pulled up the Commission on Human Rights. Next meeting is April the 7th.
April the 7th, okay. Ah, you're a good point. Election day, right? All right. I think we've, at this point, I would entertain a motion to go into closed session to discuss records which are protected from disclosure by law pursuant to Section 610.21, paren 14, and 590.502 of Revised Statutes of Missouri in order to discuss the review of complaints. Actually, I'll move that we go into closed session. Is there a second?
Jeffrey, second.
If we decided last time this was a voice vote, did we not?
Roll call vote.
Roll call vote. I always get confused about which one's which. Okay, roll call vote.
All right, Denise?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Stephanie?
Yes.
Doug?
Yes.
Steven?
Yes.
And Charles?
Yes.
Get anyone? All right.
Motion pass.